Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
What up, family? We back. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Hotel for Barry Danny and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Brother Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. Back again, family, hopefully to share some constructive dialogue with the family, have engaging conversations, and build. You dig? We at Collective Minds say we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, family, we back. You know what I'm saying? Before we get started, like we always do, Brother Mufasa and Queen Rigel, how was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for us?
Hey, I had another productive week, very interesting week. No major announcements, but I'll say this, a slight announcement. I just want to take this time out to encourage everybody to detach from things when you try to patronize a business and the customer service is poor. You do not have to spend your money with them. Don't do it. And I know I've said this before, and I had an experience yesterday that was just a reminder. But for the past 2 years, I've been saying that I do not want to spend my money and patronize poor businesses that have poor customer service. It's just not worth it. And so I just think that that's something to be mindful of, because we need to set a standard of how, you know, we should be treated. So I just wanted to just
kind of
throw that out there.
Yes, indeed. All right, our brother Mufasa Ra. How was your week, my brother? And do you got any announcements for the family?
So I had a good week as well. Only announcement, I'm not sure if I made it last week, but I'm making it again just in case, is I want to send the condolences to the family of Brother Hashim and Zinga, who was in the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party, who passed 2 weeks ago. So condolences to him and the family. And that's it. Other than that, I'm doubling down on what Queen Rogers said. You ain't got to put up with nobody's mess if you don't want to.
Facts. Facts. I mean, that's for real, for real. Maybe, you know, later on, maybe Rogers could elaborate, you know, on another show or something. Maybe we could discuss, you know, some things that happen as far as business and how we feel like we should be treated, you know. But yeah, I do have a quick announcement here for real, because I was on social media earlier and looked on Twitter and saw that the NFL was trending. Like, they had about 30 some, you know, things that's trending and whatnot, and at least 25, 28 was the NFL. And I thought about my brother Mufasa. So I got to give you props, my brother, because you did call it. You say, if it ain't no NFL this season, we in trouble. You know, with the COVID shutting everything down, and we were just talking about, you know, how things moving forward. And our brother called it. He said, if it ain't no football, you know, things could get ugly. Because football, as we know, is a substitute for war. You know what I'm saying? It's like the old, the gladiators and back in the Roman Colosseum, the Bread and Circus. So it entertains a lot of people, right? And it keeps people from really going barbaric. But when COVID shut everything down, you know, I was thinking football might be a wrap. And my brother said, if it is, that's when we know it's about to go down. So, yeah, shout out to our brother. He called it, football is back. So society has been saved from The Walking Dead, from straight falling, because football is back. So
football, you got to get props like where they do. Football came back like white Jesus.
Man, got to get props where they do. You dig? So, yeah, family, we back. We got a great show lined up. This great conversation lined up, shall I say, with the family. And this was actually inspired by a young listener to the show, young family member, who encouraged us to have this conversation. And we are asking, right, we are asking the question, who has more of an influence on our youth? Is it society / government, or is it the parents? Right, and we want to have this conversation with the family, you know, and basically talk about, because we see a lot of things going on with the youth. You know, some say they're wilding. It's a lot of youth that's protesting, a lot of youth that's fed up. You know, we got millennials, social media. So this is a deep conversation that we can have about who has, you know, more influence over our youth, and, you know, try to come to some type of understanding of why, you know, we at this point in society where things look the way they are. You see what I'm saying? So hit us up. Collective Minds is not a spectator sport. The number is 929-477-1697. Hit us up. And we'll get to the call lines here in a second. But before we do that, you know, we're going to let Queen Raja and Brother Mufasa go in. And, you know, then we'll hit the call lines. All right. So, yeah, let's Queen Rigel, you always, you know, we always defer to you. You feel me? So who do you think has the bigger influence over our youth? Is it society and the government, or is it the parents?
Okay, okay. Let's get it in. Because this is an interesting question, because I think it is, there's a lot of different paths to this, because a lot of things is determined by the results, meaning the more, I think whomever spend the most time with the child, and notice how that sounds, because they're already in society, and they're in the, and they live with the parents, or supposedly in most cases anyway. So whoever is providing the majority of the time to I guess influence the child, I think will have the biggest impact. If you're a parent, an absent parent, that neglect the opportunity to spend the time with the child, to teach them and to train them and guide them, and then the majority of their time is with, you know, learning from videos and friends and just different social clubs that society have out here. The schools is part of, you know, the society's social clubs as well. So if that's who, I think if they're spending the majority of their time doing other things outside of the parent, then I think that entity would have a bigger impact, potentially. Now, I will say this. I don't think that has to be for every single case. But I think for the majority of cases, I think that definitely applies. Because you could have a different, I guess it can be a great thing that fortunately a parent could not necessarily be a bad parent because they're absent, but maybe because they're working, and that parent could still have a great influence over their child. you know, that's possible too. But I think that that goes to a parent being able to connect with that child, have a strong connection and a strong bond with that child where they can still have a great impact even in their absence. But I guess I can kind of leave it there. I just wanted to kind of answer it in a general way because that's just how I see it. I think if the child is spending more time with TV, that's going to have a bigger impact. If the child is, you know, whatever energy the child is around the most and the majority of, that's how I see it.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, family. So if you just joined us, we are talking about who has the more of an impact or influence over our youth. Is it the parents or is it society or the government? So we having this conversation. Hit us up 929-477-1697. All right. And Brother Mufasa, what are your thoughts, brother? Who do you think has more influence over the youth, the parents or society?
All right. You got to let me know if it's too loud. I'm in the process of, I'm almost at my destination. I had to make a quick run. But
yes,
I want
you
to
did.
Say it is society. I'm gonna play with the play by the numbers game and come at it from this way. Society definitely plays a bigger has a bigger influence over you because some things like children do, you can be, you know, like right to say, being their lives and teaching them up and this and the third. And so many things they will do without your knowing. You know, they get, you know, when they go to school, they're around their friends, they got all these apps, TikTok and stuff like that. You know, so they eventually start conforming to what society is, you know, training us up to be like. And it's not all children, but I am going to say it's more children that do conform with society than the ones who just follow their parents. So that's the way I'm headed. I definitely agree with what Roger said, that, you know, parents can, you know, be over their children a lot. It's a stronger chance that you can influence them or keep them in the right direction. But for the most part, I believe a lot of children, they're influenced, like I say, by society, especially with social media. You know, once they get away from their parents for a little bit and can see what's going on social media, they're going to want to do the same things that they see people their age doing or their friends doing. And so, and then, like I said, it also depends on where you're raising that child at too. You know, if you different environments or where you put them at, you'll see that children have more of a chance of adapting behavior types based off what area they live in. And that ties right in with society helping to influence your children. So, yeah, I'm leaning more towards, I'm giving the numbers to society. I can see both being the influence on the child, but I'm giving the numbers to society. Society can mess what you got going up as a parent, I tell you.
All right, now I want to ask y'all this question, and I'll let you answer first, Mufasa, and then let Rigel answer. So I don't know if y'all heard, but LeBron James' son was on social media smoking weed, right? And everybody making a big deal out of it. Oh, what is he going to say? LeBron's a bad father, whoop-de-whoop, this and that. So I want to get you guys' opinion. His son, I believe, is in high school, right? So, you know, I guess we could say in between 15 and 18, somewhere up in there, in that range. So what do y'all think as a parent? Does that fall on LeBron, or does that look bad on LeBron, or is that just the child, you know, making their own decision? Like, how do you see something like that where you know your dad is this high-profile basketball player you know, and you go on social media smoking weed, or, you know, does that reflect bad on LeBron? I guess is the question.
You said you want me to go first? Or you want Rodney?
Yeah, you go first. No, you go, and then, because you just got to talk. So, yeah, you go, and then we'll hear Roger.
Yeah, I don't think it weighs bad on LeBron. I think it's the child. And you say LeBron is probably raised. I mean, he's been raised in a sheltered life, got everything he can want for. But probably the group that he's around, the entertainers, the youth that they're around, that's what they do. They smoke. You would think he'd have enough common sense to not do it on social media, but you've seen so many youngsters, especially entertainers, that do that. They just think that's the thing they do. They just sit back and be on Instagram or whatnot, just blowing it up. I mean, anytime I'm looking at a lot of artists, especially hip-hop artists, I just got to be real with that. They act like they can't even sit there and talk without blowing a blunt or rolling up. And I'm talking about like what's the dude's name? He do it all the time. Yeah, like Moneybag Yo's of the world. You know, your Migos, them type of folks. 9 times out of 10, when you watching them on Instagram, they either A, rolling up or drinking. And a lot of the youth, I mean, that's what they look at. That's their culture. Point blank, and I guess I'll leave it at this, but just like case in point with the WAP thing, with the whole WAP song, and, you know, Cardi B and her guy, naming her kid Culture, talking about that WAP and what that, you know, what WAP stand for, what it can do, and I just think it was ironic that she had to go file for divorce not too long after this WAP song came out, but you was bragging about how much WAP can keep a man.
Right.
You know, so a lot of our youth was listening, because we talked about that, listening to them type of lyrics, and they look up to them, and they want to be like that. They rather spend more time trying to look cute than taking care of home or putting something positive in their brain, learning how to do a business. So I'm just saying, yeah, I don't follow LeBron. I follow his son, fans between 15 and 18 years old, for doing that, knowing that he got a daddy that's sitting in a famous position. Why would you go on there and embarrass him like that?
Right, right.
That's my take on it. Yeah. I put the blame on him. Son should do better.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Also what you said, which we've touched on this before, and I know we have a little bit of a difference of opinion on this. I look at what in a child is going to be, because we all our own little universe. Yeah, you can... As a parent, you can say some things and try to mold him, but at the end of the day, the creator is what made them. And you don't know what is the makeup of that child is. They going to be what they supposed to be. You can try to guide them, steer in the right direction, do all that. But if you want them to be a doctor, but in their head they want to be a lawyer, then that's what it's going to be. So it's just in the child.
Right. Yes, indeed. All right. And so, Queen Rigel, what you think about the LeBron situation? His son was on social media smoking weed. And, you know, everybody looking at LeBron as if that, you know, does that reflect bad on LeBron as the parent is the question.
Yeah, I think so. And like Mufasa said, we do have a difference of opinions here. And it's not really so much a difference of opinion, because I'm not disagreeing with what he said. I think what he said is true, but I think in addition to what he said, I don't relinquish the parent of no responsibility either. So I guess I could say both and be comfortable, because they both play a role in what each have done or have not done. So as a parent, and I know a lot of people will probably disagree with me, especially a lot of parents will disagree, but I'll say this, as parents, I do think that it is one of our roles is to bond with the child, have a connection, so that way we can have a certain influence over the child, or the biggest impact and influence over our child. And I think sometimes as parents, when we neglect or we fall short of reaching that bond and that connection that it takes to influence that child, I think in some cases it's just cheap psychiatry to just say, well, hey, that's just how they are, instead of, you know, putting the responsibility, at least some part of the responsibility on us, and say, okay, what did I not do to miss that mark of being able to connect and bond with my child enough where they can trust me or leave me where I can influence them more than what their friends say. What could I have done? Could I have done this or done that? And I think it's just cheap psychiatry when we fall short and we just lean on the excuse of saying, hey, that's just how it is. And so I do believe that they're both to blame. It's not just one or the other. It's two. And as a parent, I just feel like that is one of our obligations and our duties and our roles to try to find that bond. We can't, unfortunately, just give up on a few tries of not being able to make that mark. I think it's just something that we have to do. And if we choose not to, I mean, hey, we just have to just say what it is, you know. Hey, this is the role that I played in this. I don't have to say that I'm fully responsible because I have children, so I totally understand what Mufasa is saying. I don't have to totally blame myself for their shortcomings, especially if they're, you know, of a certain age. I don't have to totally blame myself, but I will share some responsibility as a parent, because when it all boils down, if I am the parent and if I'm raising them and I'm have to put them in certain atmospheres and show them certain things and show them certain ways, at some point if I fall short and they stray off, then that's just is what it is, you know. So I'm not blaming. I'm not trying to make a parent feel like that they should blame themselves when their child just after a certain age just go out and do something ignorant. I'm not suggesting that you should just, you know, go into a depression state and say, oh my gosh. But I do think it will be a great thing to at least look within ourselves and try to scan our actions and our thoughts and what we did or didn't do, so that way it don't get repeated, or we can eventually come to a point where we can connect and bond with that child. And I'm only speaking when it comes to parents now, because I will say this, and I'm gonna leave it. I agree with what Mufasa's saying. So I do agree that the child also bears the responsibility, but I'm not answering a question on behalf of the child position. I'm answering a question based off of LeBron's, and I do think he do bear some responsibility if his child is on social media smoking weed or doing anything on social media, whether it's good or bad. If he was doing something good, I bet he'll want to take the credit for that. So if he's doing something bad, he also has to bear some responsibility for that as well. And I'll leave it there.
Right.
His responsibility is busting his son's head. That's his responsibility, going inside his son's head. All right, I shouldn't have said that. I'm going back.
Yeah. Hilarious. All right. Well, yeah, family, if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about who has the biggest influence over our youth, the parents or society and government. We were just talking about the LeBron situation. His son got caught, well, not caught, but his son was on social media smoking weed, and people made a big deal out of it. So, yeah, we was, you know, building on that. Now, as far as who has the biggest influence, and we're going to get to the call lines in a second. The number is 929-477-1697. Just real quick, I mean, the way that society is set up and structured, it's set up for society to have the biggest influence. Because, number one, you have most people are working. Most adults with children are trying to work and do things, you know, to provide a living for their children, for their offspring. So that's time when you're out trying to make money, when you're out trying to pay bills, you have different responsibilities, different, you know, things going on. And you, it's not, society's not really set up for us to cultivate our children. Just look at, you know, when you come off maternity leave or when you actually have a child or give birth, that time for most people that got to be back to work, a lot of people, you know, women and men work through it, right, so they can provide. And maternity leave is short, then you got to get back on the grind to make the money. So it's not really set up for the parents to be the biggest influence, even though in a perfect world, of course, the parents, you know, would be the biggest influence on their kids. And then nowadays, again, you have technology, you have social media. These kids have a different app that comes out every day, right? The kids are posting. You have basically a computer in your pocket at all times, on your phone. So it's a lot coming at these kids, and the way it's set up, society is the biggest influence on our kids, unfortunately. Now, the thing is, with kids, see, I think this society actually puts too much emphasis on the kids, because the kids or the youth are only a reflection of the adults in that society. If the kid, if the society is messed up, the kids are going to reflect that. If the society is healthy and doing well, then the kids are going to reflect that, right? Because if you show me some messed up kids, a youth that's out here, you got some youth that's out here wilding and doing things, nine times out of ten, if we can see their parents and their household and upbringing, we can kind of figure out why they're acting like this. You know, whether it's a lack of some, you know, they're not receiving love, hugs, attention. Something's going on that is causing these kids to act like this. So that's why I say we need to put more emphasis on really trying to fix the adults, because a healthy adult is going to raise some healthy kids, right? It's just like, remember when we was little, you know, back in my era, kids couldn't speak around adults. You know what I'm saying? When we walk in a room, they'd be like, you got to shut up when grown folks talking. You dig what I'm saying? And in a way, that was kind of right, because it's not that the kids can't have an opinion or their opinion is not valid. It's just that kids don't really know anything. They should be sitting back listening, trying to peep game, watching, so they can learn from the mistakes that the adult made, right? That's what it's all about. So that's why the youth in this society, in my opinion, I think they're thrown out there too fast. They're made to grow up too fast. They have an opinion too fast. They feel like they want to be this way or feel like they can be that way. And society, you know, allows that for these kids, right? And they, you know, they take different paths and they feel one way one day, and it's okay. They got, what's the girl? The one girl, the actress, Charlize Theron. This woman then adopted two kids from Africa. One is a young boy. This kid was 3 years old, and she said that he said he wanted to wear a dress. So she's been buying this little kid dresses. You know what I'm saying? So when we talk about the influence from society, that's a part of society influencing that whole situation, whether it's on the parent side, Charlize Theron, or the kid, because he probably was watching some shows and, you know, probably just, you know, our kids mimic what they see, probably just said he wanted to wear a dress. And by her being a part of the society that encourages that behavior, she went on ahead and rolled with it. And this is a two, three-year-old child we're talking about. So at this point, like I say, the society is raising the youth for the most part. As a parent, you know what I'm saying? We can do the best we can to kind of counter that, you know, doing things like limited their TV access, having, you know, the tough conversations with them before they have them with their friends, whether you talk about, you know, sex, drugs, guns, you know, money, finance, all these things, the hard conversations. We as parents gotta counter that by having that conversation early with our kids, because the last thing we would want is our kids surfing on the internet and they come across a porn video or something. You know what I'm saying? Or they hanging with their friends and they get off with some drugs. You dig what I'm saying? Or they, you know, doing little things that kids do by being curious and naive to a certain point. We have to be the ones to have those tough conversations with them before they get it from the world or society. And we, as we know, those type of things can be dangerous, right? So we want to be, you know, do the best we can to kind of ward off those things before society and other people tell our kids about these different things that go on in society, right? So, you know, that's where I'm at with it. It's like the youth are going to reflect the society. And if your youth are acting wild, it's on the parents, right? So back to the LeBron thing, just real quick, and we'll get to the call lines. And I'm kind of with Roger on this. I do feel like LeBron bears some responsibility. I'm not saying it looks bad on him. I mean, they are in a state where it's legal to smoke weed. And I'm not, you know, no weed critic or the moral police. I do understand he's a young man, and it's probably, you know, you have different times and way you want to handle your business and do things. But I think as a parent, that does reflect on LeBron, but I wouldn't put the, you know, the entire thing on him. I think he's the young man. He's a teenager. So whether LeBron did something to make him mad and he was just like, you know, I feel like I'm grown, I'm going to do my own thing or whatnot. As the parent, we do bear some type of responsibility for our kids' behavior. Not saying, like Roger said, I think she said it perfectly. That doesn't mean you got to beat up, you know, the parent is fully responsible at a certain age. But there are certain things, and we know, you know, kids are individuals, and there were certain things probably as a parent we couldn't reach that particular child, and they did what they did. You know what I'm saying? But it's not something to beat yourself up over. You know, most people are doing the best they can with the information they have to raise their kids. So we just may have fell short in the era, which is okay. You know, we all make mistakes, but the parent does bear, you know, some type of responsibility for their kids' behavior. You know what I'm saying?
And I was wanting to touch on something you said, too.
Yeah, go ahead. You said, I'm done. I'm going to leave it there.
Okay, because you touched base on some things that I thought was important to not leave out. And you mentioned society and how it's designed for them to have the bigger influence over our children because of the dynamic and the function of society, the working. So I think
right. We
exactly.
On the paper
that's why it's important for individuals to train themselves and to detach from material items, so that way they can put certain things before that. Meaning,
that's right.
A one parent, which is the man. I know a lot of people probably disagree with me this on this. Some I know some won't, but the man. His financial responsibility is to go out and provide. The mother should be at home with the child, teaching the kids. And the reason that that is so important is because the reason I see, anyway, one reason that society has such a big impact on the children because they're not just sitting down talking to them. Kids are new to this life. So some things they need to be shown and taught. Society show them things. We as parents may just sit down and talk to them, but we need to be there when things arise so that way we can show them how to handle it, not just tell them. They had never been through it and never done it. So sometimes they need someone to be there with them to actually show them how to do something or how to not do something. So if you have a two-parent home, which is ideal, unfortunately, this is not what the true reality is of our society. A lot of, unfortunately, a lot of children is not raised in two-parent homes. But if we were to get back to that, and the father's out working, the mom is at home with the kids raising them, and being able to show them and spending the majority of that time with that child. And if they see something, then the mother could be there to have an explanation to, like I said, to actually guide them instead of just sitting down talking to them one day without them having the experience. And then when the experience comes, we expect them to just do the right thing. I told you. But it's different when you're actually living the experience. So sometimes we need, I think that's right. Why society do have that major impact, because they not just sitting down talking to our kids like we do as parents. They show them images.
Right.
They show them things, or they show them the results. They put the results up, you know, of a young man who's a rapper with a lot of money and a lot of jewelry. So they show certain types of images.
They entice them.
You know.
Right.
Exactly.
They entice them,
So I think if the parent was able to spend that time and actually show them when situations arise to guide them, I think we will also see a difference there. And I know I'm not touching over every single thing. I'm not suggesting I just solve this whole problem. But I think if we was to at least do that, I know we would see better results in the community.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yeah, if you're just joining us, family, this is Collective Minds Radio. That was Queen Rigel. Cosmic Kev, and we got our brother Bufasa Ra. And we're talking about who has the biggest influence on our youth. Is it the parents or is it society? And, you know, we're breaking it down. We're giving some parenting tips and some things that we think would help, you know, move the conversation forward, move society forward. And so we just want to have this conversation and put that out, you know, in the ethers, right? So, yeah, I was going to say this, too. I think as parents, we also got to remember how we were when we were kids, right? We can't be too quick to judge and too quick to chastise our kids if we can remember back when we was kids, when we was naive, when we did stupid things, when we made mistakes. You know, we got to allow our kids to have that space to grow as well, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we get hard on our kids, or even with the, you know, with our brother touched on the WAP song, and I still haven't heard the whole song, I still haven't seen the video, but I know it was big online, and people was talking about WAP, oh, that's nasty, it's not the time and place for that, and, you know, we need to be doing this and that, and a lot of people made a lot of good valid points. But I also remember growing up on Lil' Kim, you know, Foxy Brown, Trina, these rappers of our day that were kind of doing things. And, you know, they were controversial then as well, but we didn't look at it the same way as, you know, now that we have, you know, daughters and kids and things like that. We do look at it a little different. However, we can't forget, you know, the raunchy rap that came before, and when we were young and we used to listen to it and bumping and whatnot. But again, as the parent, you do have to educate your kids, try to get understanding that this stuff is entertainment. Don't take it literal. You know what I'm saying? There's certain ways you behave and carry yourself as far as, you know, getting respect from people and things like that. So, you know, it's a tough line, but again, we can't forget how we were when we were you teenagers growing up and, you know, bumping our head, doing stupid stuff, you know, so we can't be too hard on our kids, or we got to convey that message where, you know, we've been where you at and we just don't want you to make those, you know, some mistakes that we foresee because we are older. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of it is about communication, you know, getting those points across that you're not just angry because they made a mistake. Is that, you know, you tell them things for their benefit. You know what I'm saying? Because we see where these things can lead, and try to come to that understanding that when we tell them something, we're doing it out of, you know, out of love and out of protection from them doing something that could potentially harm them. You know what I'm saying? But that's a tough thing to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm a parent. We all parents on here. So, you know, we having this conversation. Hit us up, 929-477-1697. We're asking who has more influence over our youth, society, or parents. All right. Brother Mufas, you want to go in before we hit the call line?
Oh, no. We can go in.
All right. Let's get it.
Okay. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Well, parents, a child is supposed to respect authority. And a child is supposed to make their people proud. So if you bring up a child, well, they are known, it's known that they're supposed to make their people proud, make us proud. Like I told you the time I was working with the Nigerian lady, we was out taking care of some business. She met some other Nigerians. She talked to them, told them this, that, and the other. And when she left, they told her, make us proud. So that was the instruction that they was given.
Right.
So if you got a child that's out doing that, now, I don't know what goes on in that household. I mean, I'm pretty sure they do. But if you got a child that's doing those sorts of things, well, maybe it's okay for the parents to think it's okay. I don't know. I know when my grandchildren wouldn't do that. I haven't.
Right.
Down to the last one. And you got to be hard on them. You have to direct them. And I'm not saying everyone, but I tell you what I've done. I directed mine in the direction that I thought was best for them to go, especially this last grandson.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the research. We've done the evaluation on him from observation and other noticeable things. And we could see which he had talents for. I told him he was going to play baseball and told him he was going to be an engineer and a business major. So that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not limiting them to that. They can do whatever else that they would like to do. But the thing is when your authority set the standard, it's expected of the child, should be, that the child follow that authority. And when you look into families, other situations, that's what you see. And it's not for everybody. Yeah, you can show them. Right. We've taken young people on field trips to jails. And guess who they're looking at? In behind the bars. They're looking at kids. The young people are people that look like them. So we tell them, you don't want to end up like this.
Exactly.
Government is not supposed to be raising your children.
That's a
society
fact.
Is not supposed to be raising your children. Remember the days when they had on TV programs how they was rated PG and R?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you didn't let your child watch anything that was R. But as time went by, if you sit in there with your child, you run out of hands. You got two hands on the ears, two hands on the eyes.
Right.
You need four hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's all going to work out. You're going to have a divide. That's what you're going to end up having. It's a natural divide. It happens in all societies throughout the history. There's always those who do and those who don't. They're all not the same. So that's what you have to work. And you know, one other thing, parents have to sacrifice. You always want your child to do better than you. Your child is supposed to be standing on shoulders. Shoulders that's standing up, not shoulders that's laying down on their back.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Gotcha. No, let me ask you this real quick, and then, you know, we'll let you go. You know, with all the stuff that the government provides, do you think we, the government, or are you with, you know, are you with smaller government or bigger government, or do you think we even need government? Or can a private
sector handle all
of the
needs? There are some specific instructions that federal government is supposed to do. Now, what your local government
right.
do, that's up to you. You have more control over that. But federal government is supposed to do certain things, and really they don't interfere with states. They don't interfere with your local school district. And the states, and like in Missouri, the state of Missouri give that authority to you, the parent, the local school district.
Right.
Now,
right.
you know, if you don't take that responsibility, somebody else with a dubious agenda will, and then you have what you have, a total disarray in many cases.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Yeah, no, I was just curious. I was just asking that because I know the state and local government pretty much does the schooling, you know, whether you talk about, primary school, or you talk about college and all that, that's pretty much a lot of those, unless it's private, but the majority are controlled by a government entity. So I was just curious.
I was listening to my friend DJ and them when first COVID came out. Everybody was making proclamations that COVID is designed to kill black people. Then they came on and said that black people are being disproportionately affected and we don't have medical treatment and we don't have outlets for this, that, and the other. Okay, that was early on in March and that. Now they're trying to get the health director, Mr. Nichols, to come up with a waiver that parents can sign so their children can play football. So you switch from one person's agenda to another person's agenda. Now that the black kids can't play football in St. Louis Public School, although the kids in adjacent areas like Jefferson County and St. Charles County is playing football.
Right.
They say that, well, these black kids should be allowed to play football too. Well, wait a minute. Parents can't sign no waiver and totally disavow the liability that a school district have, and surely a health director. You're supposed to do things for the best interest of the child. That's what's going to be litigated. So you're going to say, I'm going to sign a waiver so the kid can play football, disregarding COVID. Well, suppose some kids have high blood pressure. Suppose some kids have stage 1 diabetes. Suppose some kids have asthma. Suppose they have some other underlying issues that all of them don't have. So that waiver, which is probably going to be written out the same, cannot apply to all children. It has to be specifically for a child, which a lawyer would have to do, and they're not going to do it for nothing. Now you see the implications that exist.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I'll let you guys go.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla. Yes, indeed, fam. If you're just joining us, we are talking about the youth, who has the biggest influence over them, their minds, their behavior. Is it society / government? Or the parents. Now, just real quick, see, in my opinion, and I was happy to see that it was written up like this, society and government basically / because I think government has a big influence on society, whether we realize it or not, right? Government, when you talk about government, you're talking about government has its hands in Hollywood, right, which is entertainment. When you say Hollywood, that's entertainment, including movies, TV, music, fashion, anything that has to do with entertainment that can go under the umbrella of Hollywood, right? And the government has a huge hand in that. Also, government has a huge hand in schooling our youth, like we talked about. Education, you know, the majority of people are not privileged enough to homeschool their kids, so we send them out to these different institutions to learn from basically society. Also, government plays a huge role in social media. You know, we make jokes about Facebook being Fedbook and Twitter and Instagram and all these different apps and social media. What these are doing, these are collecting data on our youth. And a lot of, you know, a lot of older people use these apps too as well. But really what they're doing is they are data mining. They are collecting data. Data is big business, and, you know, they can put stories out there, fake stories, fake news, and have the kids following. If you've been online, you see the kids, they got these challenges that they do. You know, these things like that. A lot of these things are manipulated by people who monitor social media and like to see how information gets out there and so on and so forth. So the government, in my opinion, plays a huge role in directing society by the way they control information, news, media, social media, entertainment, and a lot of the aspects that we, you know, that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. In our everyday lives, a lot of that stuff is government controlled and or regulated by the government. So we asking the question, who has more influence on our kids, parents or government / society? So yeah, y'all want to hit the call lines?
Okay. Area code 314-616. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello?
Hello, hey, caller, you have
Hello.
A question
peace,
or a
peace.
Comment?
Peace, caller.
What's the show topic?
We talking about who has more influence over our youth. Is it the parents or is it society / government?
I would definitely say in today's society, we got these entertainers, whether we're talking about
right.
athletes or we're talking about rappers. And
right.
I've said it before, and it's not just with the kids. It's actually with the adults, too, because – you know, so-called
mm-hmm.
black people, we are the only people whose leaders are chosen to us through entertainment. And, you know,
right.
we look at a Jay-Z and Beyonce, and this becomes our relationship goals, or, you know, I want to have money like this person, this kind of person's car. So I think that's done to really condition our mind. You know what I'm saying? Think about this, you know, coming up as a kid, you had the, you know, I want to be like Mike campaign.
Right.
I can't think of any white kids that was their goal in life is to be like an entertainer. They want to be like their dad. They want to be like their mom. You know,
mm-hmm.
so I do think that I do think that entertainment has a great bearing on our youth and even our adults. I don't know how much the government, I think, that a lot of us entrust the government for our information. So if there's something that's propagandized on the internet or on television, we take that to be factual, kind of like how
right.
we perpetuate that black-on-black crime exists. You know, when we know that crime
right.
exists in all of humanity, just based on what your identity
right.
is, you're more likely to be, you know, criminalized by a person that looks like you. So
right.
I would say that informational-wise, we probably get our information from the government that we entrust to be facts. But when it comes to who do we look up to, I think that entertainment is ultimately who inspires us most. And like I say, on an adult level, hey, I want to be like Puffy or this person or that person. On a kid level, I want to be like my basketball player. I want to be like a rapper.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And Yeah, a lot of times, you know, that's the outlet that they give us, unfortunately. And society, especially when you talk about black youth, society does steer our youth in that department, right? And we not really big on intellectualism or intellectual type of careers because we don't see that as a way, or that's a long way out of a, you know, a particular situation. So people usually go for sports, entertainment, or drugs. You know, a lot of times it can be drugs as well. So, yeah, society does have that influence on our youth. And to be honest, it's like we really don't understand the amount of programming that goes into this particular society, the amount of program that we all under. So just imagine a kid who's very, you know, impressionable, very naive, how these kids are being bombarded with particular images and things and programming that's really, you know, messing with their ego, self-esteem, confidence. All these things weigh upon these kids, and we can see it in a lot of ways that they, you know, act out and behave. And again, that's only a reflection of the adults in the society. You know, it's only a reflection of the adults in society. And, you know, me as a parent, I kind of take the approach that I'm not even going to fight the matrix per se, right? I want to, you know, my kids, I want them to be in the matrix, so to speak, and then I can pull them out later on, if that makes sense. And that's just me as a parent, my personal approach. You know, like I say, the matrix is what it is. There's a lot of lies being told, but I know a child's natural disposition, a lot of times kids like to rebel against their parents. So I don't like to, you know, force my ideas per se onto my kids. I kind of do it in a subtle way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to, you know, force my ideas because I don't want them to rebel. I want them to, you know, be inquisitive, ask questions, be as honest as they can with me. And, you know, those are the things that I kind of value, and we can work on everything else. You dig what I'm saying? But I don't want to force my particular beliefs on them and have them rebel. I want them to experience life for themselves, me give, you know, parently advice as best as I can and reflect when I was their age and how I behaved and so on and so forth, and try to give them the best advice so they can be the best version, you know, of themselves, if that makes sense. So that's another parenting tip from Cosmic Kev. There you go. Now, if you just joined this family, if y'all want to give us a call, the number's 929-477-1697. Yeah, y'all can respond or we can get the call lines. Right on, Carl. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio if you have a question or comment.
Hey, Collective Minds. Yeah, I got a comment.
Hey, Carl. Thank you.
You're welcome. So the question y'all was asking is, who has control of our children's minds, the media or the parents? And as you stated a little earlier, you can recall as when we grew up, we might not have had all this instantaneous media like these kids have today, but we had our MTV, we had our BET, you know, we
right.
had, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. We had them shows we watched, and no matter what our parents told us, we wanted to be like what was on the TV. We listened to our Too Short.
Right.
You know,
right,
we did
right.
what we did. So even if we do come up with, you know, good family homes, because we all had some good family homes or we wouldn't be who we are today. We wouldn't have been able to come back from
right.
our dumb decisions that we were making in our youth to be a quality
right.
person today without good parents. So
mm-hmm.
the kids, even if they have good parents, you need to have the good parents, but they're still going to do what kids are going to do. which is the same thing that you did when you was a kid.
Right.
So the question is, it's not who's influencing them right now, or it's not whether it's media or the people, but who is creating the media that is making the kids do the silly things that they're doing today.
Exactly.
So who's pushing the media that's influencing them? So you see that Netflix is going through some issues right now because they put that movie on there called Cuties with them 11-year-old
Cutie,
court girls.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Now listen, Netflix is and some Hollywood people, they're all supporting that movie, talking about, well, we can't take it down because we don't want to ban speech. It's got to be the freedom of the speech. But if
you recall,
2 years ago, Netflix took down Farrakhan's violin documentary.
Right.
Because a tiny percentage, not even 1% of the American population, didn't want to see it. The Jews didn't want to see Farrakhan on Netflix. They're a tiny, tiny percentage of our population. But right now, over half, more than half, left and right people are coming together talking about take this thing off of Netflix. Netflix says no. So if Netflix is going to ignore the most of America, but they will listen to a tiny fraction of a percent of America, who is running our media? So now who is actually influencing our children to be in the silliness that they're doing?
Exactly.
You see where the power is when you don't look at this. When you look at the whole picture, you see where the power is. You see where these influences are coming from and how they're trying to destroy our country by destroying our family.
Right.
Because
the
decisions that they're having these kids make will destroy their lives. Not like we could come back in our time, because when we did our silliness, it wasn't publicized to the degree that these kids, their silliness is publicized. And then the things that they can get them killed. It gets them killed, and then
that's
it gets them publicly exiled, because now everybody knows what they did because they do it on social media. Where if we did something silly, it would get between us and our friends. And we could leave town and start our life over. These kids can't do that today.
Yeah.
So they're stuck with the consequences of their actions all the way up and down. But who's controlling it? And you can see how most of America can't do anything and tell Netflix to do something, and Netflix is straight up and bold-faced lie and say, well, we don't restrict our media, we don't ban things. But just 2 years ago, they banned a documentary for the Jewish population.
Right, and it had nothing to do with Jews.
I've been boycotting. I've been boycotting Netflix since then. I don't understand why anybody that is black has Netflix today.
Right. Yeah. That's a good point, Colin.
Okay, that's my statement. I don't have anything else to say on it.
Think
about who's influencing America's media, and you'll see who's destroying our youth.
Yes, indeed.
That's why I have Netflix. I'm mixed.
Yeah, I have Netflix too, but I mean, seriously, after this Cuties thing, I'm seriously thinking about, I may cancel my subscription. I'm going to be honest. Because you just brought that to my attention, because I did hear the story, and I thought they was going to remove it. But, yeah, that is terrible, because what it is, it's almost normalizing, sexualizing kids from what I hear. They say these little girls on there twerking and dancing and all these different, you know, sexual dances that where they're sexualizing kids. So that's a bad look.
So they still have the movie on, and what the caller says.
I think they refuse to take it down.
Yeah, that is sick.
Right, and people have been demanding them take it down, because I remember hearing about a few, maybe a week or so ago. From what I hear, it's pretty terrible. Yeah, it's pretty bad. They got some little girls on there, you know, just doing some things inappropriate for kids. But again,
I saw the trailer about a week ago.
Okay. Yeah. The caller made a good point. It's like,
I thought they took it off, though.
Who? Would you say that again? I'm sorry.
I said I thought they had taken it off, though. But, it is terrible. I heard about it, and I saw the trailer about a week ago.
Right. So who, like the caller asked the question, who is okaying this stuff? Who is signing off on this stuff? Who thinks this is appropriate? Who thinks this is okay? But you can't, put a Farrakhan documentary about his life as a musical artist. But you go put out something that's kin to a lot of people call pedophilia. So that's a good question he asked. And again, my thought, and I don't want to go, down no conspiracy road, but I think a lot of Hollywood is controlled by the same people who control the government. It's a shadow government. It's big banks, these central banks. And these folks run Hollywood, and as we know, they are into pedophilia. We know that the people who run this society are into homosexuality. We know that they are into sex trafficking. We know that they are into murder and human sacrifices. Like, all this stuff has been documented. And Jeffrey Epstein exposed both parties in our government. Harvey Weinstein exposed Hollywood. There's all type of things that go on with the people who supposedly make the laws, one, and two, put out this information as far as news and entertainment. So we got to look at the big picture and connect the dots and see how there's a conglomerate of, these corporations that actually put out this filth in the name of entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. But, yeah, that was a great comment from the caller. So we are down within the last half hour of the show. We were talking about who has the biggest influence on the youth, parents, or the government. Y'all want to get a call or respond to anything any other caller said? What's good?
No, I don't need to respond. I don't know. I think Mufasa.
Nope.
I don't think he wants to respond.
Okay.
Yeah, we can get the call. But he did make a good point, though, because that is very terrible for them to put that out. It was actually brought to my attention. Yeah, about a week or so ago as well by my 14-year-old daughter, and she was telling me how shameful it was and disgusting it was, and she showed it to me. I'm like, oh, man. But I thought that they had taken it down because she told me that it was about a controversy and people was asking them to take it off.
Right. So now, speaking of influence, like, you're going to show this, and some kids may happen to come across it and just watch it or whatnot and not even think, but I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, by the way. But some kids could watch this and think that this behavior or this type of, dancing this type of way is appropriate or it's cool. Like, so, yeah, man, it's just crazy. You've really got to be, mindful and, like, again, for me, just one more thing real quick when we go to the call lines. I want my kids, and I have young girls and a young son, but I want them to be embarrassed to do certain things in front of me, right? Instead of worrying about the particular behavior, just when they're around me, I try to check them and let them know that certain things are inappropriate so they can be embarrassed to do certain things around me. That way, when they get by themselves or I'm not around and they do those things, they'll think about it. You know what I'm saying? How would daddy feel if he caught me doing this? What would he say? That type of thing. And, I'm just hoping that in more situations than not, that will prevent them from doing something stupid based on how they know I'm going to react. You know what I'm saying? Not 100%, but you know, if I can get that number to where they think about, okay, daddy probably wouldn't like this, or he would feel some type of way. He'd be disappointed in me. He wouldn't, you know, that wouldn't be a good look that I got to explain what happened here. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I'd be hoping with my kids, like, hey, just think about what you're doing and think about what I'm going to say when I catch you doing it, or if I catch you, you know what I'm saying? So we can leave it right there. If y'all want to get hit the call line.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get one more caller. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, I got a couple comments. I'm going to say society and government. Because the society and government tells the parent what they can and can't do. And going along with that, that they're also ruining the youth by the government and society telling, hey, the parents, you can't knock the shit out your kid no more because that ain't right. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna tell you that you got to put them on this drug, and if you don't put them on this drug, well, they can't go nowhere and do nothing. They can't come back here to school, whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah. And Steve, remember, it goes deeper than that. The government controls basically the food, weed, the drugs that's distributed. You know, a lot of these hospitals and things like that as far as when it comes to health. So society plays.
So a lot of these kids, young kids, they're saying, oh, they're too excited. They don't sit still. Put them on this drug, and it ruins them for life. Now they're fucked up, and now they can't do nothing. So, all because of society and government, and also yes, we gotta look at the entertainers. And I'm gonna say it since you guys are scared to say it. It's the Jews.
What's that?
I just said it. It's the Jews. They run Hollywood. So they run the media. So I'm gonna say that since you guys want to beat around the bush, I ain't scared. It's the Jews.
There you go. I can't. So, I'm not gonna argue with you, my brother. Not gonna argue with you on that one.
It is what it is.
Good point. Right on. Appreciate you, caller. All right. Yeah, he broke it down. I mean, yeah, they do run Hollywood and the media, the small hats, you know. Like I say, a lot of the behavior we see, a lot of the stuff that society is normalizing, when you talk about, you know, this transgender stuff, homosexuality, they're trying to normalize pedophilia. Remember, they had the drag queens reading to kids in public libraries. I don't know if y'all heard about that back in the day, actually a few months ago. They had these drag queens dressing up as women and reading to kids in public library. And everybody's looking like, for what? Like, what's the point of that? You just have a regular man or woman read. Like, what's the point of having drag queens? And it's because they're ushering in, normalizing pedophilia. So we definitely have to be careful of that with society and its influence it has on our kids, because if we talk to our youth today, a lot of them, you know, are like, you know, if homosexuality is no big deal, you know, being sexually confused, I call it, that's pretty much no big deal. You know, that's just one of them things. They're like, well, people want to be who they want to be and this and that. And, again, all that comes from society's influence, because they've been putting these things in movies, on social media. They've been really promoting this lifestyle as some alternative and really shoving it down people's throat by the way of movies, TV shows. And they're just normalized songs. Yeah, so they just normalize it. So now the youth is like, hey, it's really no big deal. You know what I'm saying? This is the lifestyle and blah, blah, blah. This is how I want to go. This is how I feel. That's the big thing. how you feel at the moment. You can just be how you feel. And they're setting the, they're kind of blurring the lines when it comes to society and how a healthy society, in my opinion, functions. You know, they're just blurring the lines. You can be and feel however you want, you know. And the, as parents, we have to counter that. You know what I'm saying? We have to counter that the best way we know how. Not saying anybody who has a particular sexual preference, they shouldn't be mistreated or none of that. It's just that they putting it out there as something to experiment or something. It's an alternative lifestyle type of thing. And that's just not how a healthy society functions, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? And we could have that conversation on another show, you dig? But I digress.
Yeah, I remember when they was doing that. I thought they were actually scheduled to come to St. Louis and read, but I think they protested now. Yeah, I don't
they
think they
did, exactly. They were scheduled to come to St. Louis and read. Yes, they were. They did it in a few cities, and yeah, they were scheduled to come here, and then people started protesting and they kind of shut it down. It's just like, what's the point? Like, now you're just reaching for stuff. Like, come on now. So.
Yeah, but then you have parents who also, and this is something that we didn't touch on too, parents are also influenced by society and government. So, therefore, whatever the society is influenced on a parent, they're going to display that behavior and have an influence on the child. You know, yeah. So society is not just influencing the child, but they're influencing the parent as well. So they still,
right.
So the parent behavior still has, you know, a certain obligation to the child, because if you as the parent is doing one thing and allowing society to influence you and your behavior and your way of thought and your way of living, then just by default, that child, if you're a parent and actually raising that child, that child is also going to be affected by your way of thought, your way of thinking, your way of doing things, if you also have an influence on society. Just because, like,
exactly.
For instance, and this happens, this is very common to happen. Say you say, okay, don't drink. Don't drink and drive, but then you as the parent drink. You know, so it's kind of hard for a child to decipher that. You put your child in a situation where they have to figure this out now. Okay, daddy or mama said don't drink and drive, but then I see daddy and mom. Then you make them have to contemplate all these different dynamics. You
right.
Know?
Right.
So you're saying one thing, but then
exactly.
Your actions are something else.
You're doing
and
something
then
else.
That has a right. That has a influence on your child. And a parent, I know I've heard parents say this a lot. Or just I'm grown. Don't do what I do. Just listen to what I say. True, but it's hard.
Right.
For a child to do that, and you're asking your child to decipher between what I'm telling
exactly.
You to do, even though I'm doing something else. So you put that child,
exactly.
I think, in a bit of a pickle to have to really try and
right.
In their
and
thoughts.
That, and, right. No. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say they're at a young age, or it's depending on the age of the child. They're too young. Their mind is not mature enough to start trying to figure these things out. And then we get mad when they make an incorrect decision, but they're young and their mind is not developed enough to try to figure all these things out and then make the right decision.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's why, yeah, I mean, that's real. And that's why I wouldn't necessarily tell my kids to do something that I know I do or have done at their age. You know, my thing is, I just better not catch you doing it around me. You know what I'm saying? Or I would give them the consequences of what can happen. But again, I'm going to let them know that I know that I can't control you when I'm not around. I can just hope that you go make the best decisions when I'm not around. You know what I'm saying? But I know I can't control that. So I'm going to give you the information that I have. And at the end of the day, they're going to have to make that decision for themselves in their life. You know what I'm saying? As much as we want to think that our kids belong to us, or, you know, there's some type of, you know, our property or these, my viewpoint is, you know, the kids come from a higher dimension. They used us to get here on earth. They don't belong to us. They're their own individual universe. Like our brother Mufasa said, they're their own individual people who came down here to experience their own particular journey and life lessons. And that's going to be something that they're going to have to deal with at the end of the day. My particular job as a parent is to provide the best information that I can to help them fulfill, you know, their journey, their purpose, you know, live their best life while they're here. But I'm under no illusion that these kids belong to me, and if they don't do what I say they go do and this and that, that, you know, that's going to be, that's going to reflect negatively on me. I don't think that. I think the way I raised them has a bearing on how they behave. However, at the end of the day, they do have their own journey and own path that they have to do, and they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to do, you know, certain things wrong and have to make corrections, but that's a part of life. I just hope that, you know, nothing happens too dramatic that's detrimental or that could, you know, hinder or harm them severely. Yeah, very seriously. But life is about, you know, learning, bump your head, learning this and that. But I'm not going to tell them not to do something that I do, even though if I'm the parent, I'm going to say, hey, these are certain particular things that I may have a drink, but you can't drink in front of me or in my house. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. But when you're not with me and you with your friends and y'all teenagers at a party, hey, I would hope that you don't drink. You see what I'm saying? And drive. That's not what you should do. And if, yeah, but if you do, these are the consequences that could happen. Jail, DWI, DUI, accident, death. These are things that can happen. So now you're aware of the consequences. And what you do with that information, that's going to be on you. I just hope that you make the right decision. You know what I'm saying? So that's how, you know, I would kind of roll for me, or that's how I roll as a parent, you know, as far as trying to school them and tell them the things. Because I've done some things, nothing too crazy, but I've done some things that was probably inappropriate when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? Having a drink, you know what I'm saying? Different things like that. So I know. You know, when you're a teenager, you're a kid, you're coming of age, you got different emotions, feelings, things going on. So I know, I remember vividly how it is. That's why I'm so adamant on keeping in mind of how I was as a youth with my kids and not being too hypocritical, like you say, when I say, hey, don't do this, don't do that, but I might have been doing this and that when they was my age, you know what I'm saying, so...
I was a perfect
That's why I'm at with it.
I was a perfect baby.
You say you was perfect, my brother?
Yeah, I was a perfect child. I did no wrong.
Okay. I heard that. I heard that. You feel me?
No, that's hilarious.
Nice. We can only
it
be
is
so lucky.
What it is.
Right, we can only wish.
So who had a major influence on you guys when you were younger, your parent or the society?
I would say both, but probably society more. I let my brother answer. Society more for me.
Now we have the perfect child.
The perfect child.
Yeah, I'm
what do you
that,
say?
50-50. Kind of 50-50 for me. But, yeah, kind of 50-50.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, mine was more society, unfortunately. Because I actually believe all the hype, and I've, you know, since I've grown, I've done a complete 180. But, you know, growing up, I believed everything about America. Like, I believed, hey, you work hard, you do this, you do that, you play it straight by the books, you'll be rewarded. Yes, and you know what I'm saying? I was just totally submerged in the matrix at one point until I started doing some self-reading, starting getting knowledge of self, starting getting gnosis, and really asking questions about this society and how we got like this. I'm like, on one hand, you're telling me this, but when I look in the world, I'm seeing something totally different. But I was totally immersed in society, and I am still to a point. I pay attention to popular culture. I'm pretty much involved in what goes on, but I understand that there's a higher spiritual plane, you know, that we can elevate to. And I'm not so much, I don't believe in the matrix as much as I used to, the quote unquote, American dream, as they say, or what success is to society. I don't fall into that particular box no more. But at one point, yeah, I was there. I was all in it, you know.
Yeah, for me, strangely, I don't know if I'm how right I am, but I feel like my mom had more of an influence on me over society. I don't know how much more, and I don't know how right I am either, but just to recall back, I would say that I was a bit of a, I was one of the kids where I didn't have to get it from the experience. I took heed more so, you know, and so if my mom say don't do this, I don't do that, you know, regardless of what I saw somebody else doing. So I know there was a great part of me that was like that. So I'm going to go ahead and say that my mother strangely had more of an influence on me than society.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, my mom had a big influence too, because I was, you know, pretty much a good kid. I ain't dabbling too much. But society did influence me. I gotta
be honest. Yeah, I'm not saying I was never influenced by society, but
right.
I think my mom had more of an impact on
right,
my influence
right.
than
that's
society.
That's real. All right, we down to the last 2 minutes. You want to sign us up?
Okay, yes. I will definitely like to thank everybody for calling in, those that called in and supported us today. We appreciate your support. We ask that you continue to support us and tune in with us next Sunday for another good show topic discussion. And if you have
any
show topic ideas, like always, feel free to send us an email at collectivemindsyahoo.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Twitter. And we appreciate you. Peace.
Yes, indeed. Peace.
Hey.
Stand on your square. We on the earn. We about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper. Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like,